There's a lot of talk about guns in political campaigns this year. Much of that is focused on regulations aimed at preventing mass shootings. But in many gun-friendly states, it's not about if guns should be legal to own and carry, but how easy it should be. Reporting for Guns in America, Heath Druzin has more.
In Idaho politics, no one wants to be outgunned.
I don't think there should be any ban on any kind of weapons.
So what's really unique is that I am a certified and trained gun owner.
When Obama and Pelosi were trying to grab our guns, Ahlquist was one of the Democrats' top donors.
An avid defender of our Second Amendment rights. My Second Amendment rights.
Those are all sounds from Idaho's gubernatorial campaign. One that's featured candidates from both parties trying to one-up each other on their pro-gun credentials. Across the country, gun references in political ads are soaring. A study released earlier this year found 12% of political spots in federal or gubernatorial elections mentioned firearms. That's up from just 1% in 2012. Many ads across the country are like this one from Virginia congressional candidate Karen Mallard.
And as your future congresswoman, I'll make comprehensive gun reform a top priority.
And in case you doubted her sincerity, she then saws the barrel off an AR-15. You won't find ads like that in Idaho, where even the progressive Democrat running for governor has made gun rights a cornerstone of her campaign.
I think it's more candidates are just trying to show they're the true Idahoan, and you're not a true Idahoan unless you're walking around with a gun, riding a horse.
That's Jasper LaCalzi, chair of the Department of Political Economy at College of Idaho. He says this year, even Democrats are painting that picture.
A lot of Democratic candidates in the past, in the recent past in Idaho, have been queasy about the subject, seemed forced. They'll say they support guns, but it doesn't really, they seem awkward. It doesn't seem like they really mean it.
Few candidates have been as vocal about guns as Paulette Jordan. She's the progressive in the governor's race, running an uphill battle to become the first Democrat to lead Idaho since 1990. After receiving blowback for saying AR-15s have no place in the state, she did an about-face, even releasing an ad where actor Scott Glenn prominently displays what appears to be a semi-automatic rifle slung across his chest. Here's Jordan in a recent interview touting her training to carry a concealed weapon.
I am a Second Amendment supporter and defender, and as a gun owner and a trained and certified CCW gun owner, I will tell folks that I am here from Idaho. This is my culture.
Not to be outdone, Jordan's Republican opponent, Idaho Lieutenant Governor Brad Little, appears with a shotgun over his shoulder in one television ad and a semi-automatic rifle in a campaign photo. All of this taps into voters' anxiety about their gun rights. But are any rights actually at risk in the Mountain West, a region with some of the most firearm-friendly laws in America? In Idaho, at least, LaCalzi says it's largely political theater.
So we go 8 years of Obama, no gun control legislation, despite school shootings and others. There's all this clamor for it, and it doesn't happen. And so, again, I think a lot of the concern about this is being drummed up by people who are trying to excite people to go to vote, to give contributions, and to join organizations.
And that concern isn't likely to abate anytime soon. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Druzin.